We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Just like babies, they get up early, make lots of noise, and become difficult without afternoon naps. Team PXY with Breezy and Corey James.
Rock City!
On the number one hip music station, 98 PXY.
I'm going under in this time, I fear there's no one to save me. This all or nothing really got away, you're driving me crazy. I need somebody to hear, somebody to know, somebody to have, somebody to hold. It's easy to say, but it's never the same. I guess I kinda like the way you numbed all the pain. Now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you loved. I'm going under in this time, I fear there's no one to turn to. This all or nothing way of loving, gonna be sleeping without you. Now I need somebody to know, somebody to hear, somebody to have, just to know how it feels. It's easy to say, but it's never the same. I guess I kinda like the way you help me escape. Now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you loved. And I tend to close my eyes when it hurts. Sometimes I fall into your arms. Nightfall, you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love, but now the day bleeds into nightfall. You're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love. To let my guard down and let you pull the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love.
Leaving a grocery cart in a parking lot, bumping a call straight to voicemail, drinking milk past its expiration. Our world is overflowing with savages. Team PXY explores the fine line of acceptable behavior and complete and utter savagery. It's Team PXY's Savage or Sensible.
I always say jumping into Savage or Sensible, but literally jumping
Quite
in.
Literally jumping in today.
Being thrown into Savage or Sensible this morning on the show.
Launched.
For today, Savage or Sensible, throwing your baby into the water teach them to swim. All right, I put the video that you shared on our Instagram up on the site as well at 98pxy.com. You can go there and vote and watch this video. So this is not just like some random person. This is a swimming instructor of some sort, or she claims to be. It says instructor on the shirt on her back there, of throwing this little tiny baby, probably younger than my son, who's 15 months, just plop into the pool.
He looks like he's about like 5 or 6 months.
He's a little guy,
very
for sure.
Small.
And in this instance, I don't feel like he's in like danger of drowning by any means, because she jumps in right after to grab him.
But the launch.
Well, it's more the possibility that it doesn't end up like this video does, where, spoiler alert, this baby is able to flip over on its back and he is floating and kind of kicking around and it's fine. And he's in there for, what, 10 seconds by himself. So it's not what worries me, the danger of him drowning or her drowning. I guess I don't know if it's a boy or girl. It's more so if it didn't go as well as it did, if he just sank. And then I don't know. And maybe this is just me being an overprotective parent, putting myself in this position of over the weekend, my wife and I went to visit my parents, and they've got a pool, and we spent a bunch of time in the pool. And I was like right there by him at all times to make sure he didn't flip out of his floaty or anything like that. Terrified that if he goes underwater, he's going to lose his mind and it could traumatize him. And the last thing you want is for your kid to be terrified of water, right?
I don't think that's you being an overprotective parent at all. I think that's you being a concerned human for a human life that can't really function on its own quite yet. Yeah. I mean, let's be honest, baby Mace, I mean, he hasn't had a lot of swimming opportunities to just free ball on his own. And I...
free ball. You're really leaning into free ball today.
I don't know. I like it.
Okay.
I think it's great. All right. I think it's great. Okay. Free ball, free fall, whatever. Say what you must.
Yeah.
But for the video that we shared on all of our socials and on the site at 98pxy.com, I would be very curious to know what lesson that was. Like, was it lesson one? Was it lesson five? Was it lesson 10? Like, how do they ease into that?
I do have some insight here from this texter. You could jump in, by the way, if you think it's savvy or sensible, to throw your baby into the pool to teach them how to swim. 585-222-9800. This is Patty from Farmington checking in, saying that the video that we posted, it's not just a random parent throwing their kid in. It's actually an ISR swimming lesson instructor. Or something along those lines. She says, I can't remember exactly what they're called, but they're swimming lessons for infants that teach them how to float on their back. And the first day, they're not throwing them in the water. They're getting them used to it.
Okay.
That is further down the line in the swimming lessons, when they're able to turn over and float on their back and breathe. And then they turn over and learn how to swim. So the reasoning behind this that she is saying is, if there is an instance of your baby falls into the pool. We talked to Mr. Pink very early this morning when he called in and told us of two instances where both of his kids at one point had fallen into the pool. And luckily he was there to be able to help them. But basically this is supposed to be a way for them to get used to at least being able to float and buy some time for themselves. So she is saying that it is sensible because of that.
Yes. You know, all signs point, when you're reading a text like that, that kind of gives a clear, concise explanation of why this is the way it is. Anyone would say sensible, right? Setting yourself and your child up for ultimate success if you were ever to find yourself in a dangerous situation like that. Uh-huh. But for me, I am really leaning into the whole trauma aspect.
Yeah.
Of being launched. Like, how many times have you been launched by, like, you know, one of the crazy uncles or maybe your brother? And that sticks with you.
It can, yeah.
I'm no psychologist here, but I don't know.
Not a doctor, not a psychologist. What else aren't you, Breezy?
I don't know when trauma really starts, at what age.
I have some answers.
Ooh.
I researched that as well. So it used to be that people thought that children, babies, toddlers, did not experience any trauma until after the age of like 3, right? Because you can't remember anything. That has since been debunked. And babies can experience trauma very young, even younger than 6 months old. So it's possible. Again, what is the probability? what are the numbers here? I don't have that at hand, but it is possible that the baby could be traumatized from this experience. So there is that. It's a possibility. Are the odds that they'll probably be fine and they'll probably flip over and they have this reflex that I can't pronounce that people keep commenting on that video that you posted? Possibly. But there's always a chance the other side. And just, again, as a parent, like, this is one of the things I would not want to be there for if this was going to happen. If someone put a gun to my head and said, all right, this is how your baby's going to learn. You have no choice. Yeah. This is happening. I just like the circumcision, didn't want to be there. Didn't want to be there for it. Didn't want to witness it. Just make it happen. Okay, and we're done. But ew. Not ideally what I would want to happen. And like this, you can learn to swim by not doing this too.
Well, that's the other thing. It's
there's
like
alternatives.
The parents that are sending their children off to these swim lessons, these swim camps, the YMCAs, what have you, I don't know where they do this. They're doing it with someone who is a trained professional, mm-hmm. or so they look. And I don't know if they know going in that, oh yeah, so this is the technique. We're going to launch little Johnny into the pool and he's going to plop around like a little potato and hopefully he flips on his back. I'm going to jump in after him just to make sure everything's okay. But yeah, he's getting some air for sure.
Mm-hmm.
He's literally launching, rocket launching. You could put little Johnny in a t-shirt gun
and shoot him
into the pool.
It's just baby Johnny we're talking about now.
Baby Johnny. little baby John.
Still, a lot of parents are swearing by this method. A bunch of texts. The way my parents did it was my dad was in the water and my mom was on the side of the pool and they kind of just gently tossed her in case she didn't come back up. My father was in the water with her. I haven't seen the videos where they are aggressively throwing kids into pools either. That seems a little unsettling as a parent. Because you just posted one of the examples. There's a bunch of these. And
there's so many.
There are ones where it is just the parent and there's not like a professional there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Babies are natural swimmers. If you blow in their face, they'll hold their breath. My parents did that with my sister, and it's a natural instinct to swim to the top, hold their breath in the process, and float to their back. They actually have swimming classes for infants, as we just covered. That's essentially
I don't
that
like that
from.
Word natural. I don't yeah. like that word natural.
Well, as
like that's like saying normally, like right. not everyone's normal. So
yes,
you could
you prove that on a daily basis, Breeze.
Yeah, truly. truly.
All right, you want to jump in? Savage or sensible? What do you think? If you've done this, no, look, we're not going to judge because, you know, we haven't experienced this. We've never thrown a baby into a pool, so we don't know
yet.
What it is like. Maybe it's one of these things where you build it up in your mind and it's so much worse than it actually is. Could be that, maybe. Hold on, we got a senior caseworker with CPS checking in. Oh. So it's regarding savage or sensible. Not only is that savage, but it's extremely dangerous. It takes one breath full of water to drown, and people don't realize how easy that can happen when they throw a baby in water. I've dealt/seen too many drowning baby/children cases. See, that's the nightmare, right? And most of these, the kid's probably going to be fine. But, like, I'm not taking that chance with my kid. No. Mm-hmm. Hell no. A bunch of people jumping in, by the way, if you want to share your thoughts. 585-222-9800. Call or text. Ryan saying savage. Throwing in terrible parenting. Alana, this is a small infant. Hell no, where is this? Alana's on the case. She's going to go find somebody, beat him down. This texter, no way. I would not put my baby's life in possible danger under my control. To each their own, though. And Cindy going with all. Oh, hell no.
I said it once and I'll say it again. Everyone's saying babies are natural born swimmers.
Yeah.
Normally, they pop back up. Normally, it's fine. Nothing in life is normal. You can't just blanket statement, oh, it's going to be fine. Normally, naturally, not everyone is built that way. So if you're going to sit there and launch your kid and like, oh, they were supposed to come back up, it's a very naive way of thinking.
Yeah.
Proceed with caution.
Absolutely. 222-9800. Jade is on with us this morning. Jade, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Doing all right. You want to jump in for today's Savage or Sensible, throwing your baby into the water to teach them to swim. What do you think?
Okay, so I turned on my radio as soon as you guys were talking about it, and I knew I had a call. So
okay.
Okay.
I saw one of the videos on TikTok, like, of the lady. I didn't see on your website because, you know, I'm in the car.
Sure.
Sure, yeah, it's fine. Be safe. Thank you.
Jade.
Yeah, I'm hands-free. so I saw the video of the lady. She's, like, holding the kid at, like, shoulder length. It's a baby, mm-hmm. like, under a year old. And just drops them right in.
This yep. is, and she's the instructor, right? She's wearing a shirt that says instructor. Okay.
Yeah.
So I like got online and I looked up like And it says it is safe, like, once they're in training. And I think that particular baby had already learned all the steps before we got in the pool.
We had Patty from Farmington check in with us earlier when we were talking about this. And she did say that is... you know, there's a bunch of lessons, and that's kind of the culmination. That's the towards the end.
Yeah, so I think that part is sensible, but sure. a parent just trying it at home is definitely savage. I cannot do that. I don't have any kids, but that's scary.
Yeah, it is. Even just watching the video of the trained professional doing it, like, still my heart kind of skips a beat. Like, okay, is the kid going to pop back up and float?
Right.
And thankfully, he's fine. But, you know, as the texter, and Jay, thanks for the call, by the way. Have a great day today.
Yeah, thank you. You too.
As the CPS worker that checked in with us says that it takes one gulp. Like, it can happen really fast. So. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Better safe than sorry, as far as I'm concerned.
I don't love that. Yeah, so this intense. Okay, so it's called ISR, and it's an intensive swimming training program. It's 5 days a week for a month or so, and the swim instructors have special training, and parents know what they are signing up for.
Yeah.
This is not the method for most swim lessons. It's just a specific type of program.
Well, yeah, because I was going to say.
Because you said you took Baby Mace to swim lessons, correct?
He's had a couple of them, and they did definitely not just throw him into the water. 222-9800, Megan's on with us this morning. Good morning, Megan. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. All right, savage or sensible, throwing your baby into the water to teach them to swim. What do you think?
Savage, even if it is a trained instructor. I have a 1-year-old. I would never, like, so you're just gonna let some random person toss your baby.
Launch him in, Meg. Launch him in. Sink or swim. Like, I just,
that's awful.
No.
Not ideal, but apparently this is the route this summer going. This text is sensible. I've worked in a pool for years around aquatic instructors. And here's the reasoning behind it. They're just not doing it just to do it. They're doing it because it prevents drowning if, say, the baby, like, falls into a pool and you don't notice.
Right.
And I get that. But also, can't you achieve that goal by teaching them to swim in another manner?
In other way? I don't know. Like, even the lake, like, my daughter would just, like, walk in. Like, we could just teach her that way instead of tossing her into the pool.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
We talked to someone earlier who said they learned to swim this way in a lake. I'm like, I don't know. I mean, I think the pool and the lake and the ocean are very different animals.
Oh, absolutely.
Learning how to swim.
Well, yeah. Certainly there have been too many stories in the news of horrible things happening, for sure. Megan, thanks for the phone call, by the way. You have a wonderful...
Not a problem. Have a good day.
Rest of your Tuesday. Bye-bye.
Wowzers.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to the pool.
What's the consensus?
Up at 98pxy.com. Again, if you've not seen this video, you can take a look. It is up there right now. You can text in the keyword vote. They'll take it right there, right to your phone. 585-222-9800. But here we go. Savage or sensible. Throwing your baby into the water to teach them to swim. 82% of the people voting today say...
Savagery.
A savage move. Okay. Makes me feel a little bit better.
I'm, like, sweating right now.
Can we arrest these parents on TikTok that are just doing it in their backyards?
Swink or swim, baby.
Oh, Lord.
Got a topic for Team PXY Savage or Sensible? Email savage at 98pxy.com and we'll put it to the savage scale. More Team PXY next on the number one hit music station, 98pxy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.